ഇന്ദ്രിയേഭ്യഃ പരാഹ്യർത്ഥാഃ അർത്ഥേഭ്യശ്ച പരം മനഃ മനസ്സസ്തു പരാബുദ്ധി ബുദ്ധേരാത്മാ മഹാൻ പരഃ. You must have noticed that in the third chapter Gita also, the same idea. In the Upanishads is only just said, in the Gita also, a hierarchy of importance of things according to their subtlety. The sense organs, indriyabhya parahyartha, the sense objects outside, are subtler than the sense organs. Because if the objects are not there, the sense organs have no function, isn't it? Just as the navel has no function, but it has got a structure. Therefore, every one of you must have asked your mummy, "Mom, what is that?" Because it has no function. Even if I close it, nothing happens. When I open it, nothing happens. What is that? It's a structure with no function. So every intelligent boy, if any one of you have not asked, it shows. Now, every intelligent student will inquire, "Mummy, Mom, what is that?" Right? Similarly, all of us would have inquired, "What are these two on the two sides of the nose?" Because when I open, there are no objects. When I close, nothing happened. Why this thing is being kept? The eyes are eyes only because there are the objects, the forms and colors. The ears are ears because there is sound. Think. The tongue is nothing but a piece of skin. If there is nothing to put on it, taste. The taste can come only when the object or a thing is put on the tongue. Thus the sense objects cause, because of which the senses can function. The cause is always subtler than the effect. The sense objects are subtler than the sense organs. Arthebhyascha param manah. But the sense objects may be there, the sense organs are there, and yet sense objects can do nothing if the mind is not behind the sense organs. So the mind is subtler than the sense objects. So sense organs the grossest, sense objects the cause for it. But these are perceived only because of the mind. Mind is still subtler. Manasascha manasastu para buddhi. The subtler than the mind is the buddhi, the intellect. It is the intellect that judges, that discriminates, that determines what should be the mind's reaction and response to the external objects. So the objects are subtler than the sense organs. Sense organs the grossest. Sense objects subtle. This subtlety is nothing compared to the subtlety of the mind. The mind is nothing, cannot function without the intellect. Buddher atma mahan para. And the intellect itself cannot judge and discriminate without life presiding over. The Mahan Atma is the subtlest. Therefore, when I am identifying with the mind in devotion, the sense organs and the sense objects are both controlled. When I know the mayor, great pal, my mayor, or he is my brother-in-law in the city, everything is done for you, isn't it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Supposing I know the senator. Mayor also. Okay. Senator. If I know the party leader, you, the senator is with you. If I know the cabinet minister, all the others, and I know the president, president's own right hand, we know what happened in Nixon's time. It is always true. When I know the boss, all the people below are all controlled. Carefully. When I am identified with the mind and in devotion turn towards the Lord, the sense organs and the sense objects can do nothing to you because you are subtler. It's all controlled. Don't worry. How can I one by one control all the sense organs? Don't worry. Don't control the sense organs. Turn your mind to the Lord in devotion. Sense organs and sense objects have been already controlled, conquered, as it were. If the intellect is turned to the higher values of life, the mind is controlled. The mind will not in its emotions run for. My girlfriend, he said like that. Not I. Somebody saying that cannot bring any happiness to me. It is his colossal stupidity, his parading. So what? Rise up, discriminate. Or else intellect can discriminate and say, yes, it is a great tragedy. And rovel in sorrow. And if the discriminative intellect says, that's nothing, you revel in happiness. The other guy is worried. In spite of my words, you know, he is not affected. Check. The intellect determines the emotional reactions and response. The intellect itself, how can I control it? By identifying the higher. So the identification, how by identifying the higher and the higher? The lower becomes automatically controlled. Buddhe ratma mahan paraha.